everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. John and Ken podcast. John and Ken on demand. Live on the app. And April numbers came in. Record numbers of you listening on the podcast. So you can hear the radio show and then the podcast and pick up what you miss.
You okay today?
And listen to me. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm just full of life.
At 3:20, we will reveal another keyword for your chance for $1,000. The KFI Inflation Compensation Contest continues, so heads up for that in about 15 minutes. Well, horror struck in a town outside of Houston, Texas, a town called Cleveland, Texas, about 50 miles north. Apparently, a man went to his neighbor's home and opened fire and killed five family members, including an eight-year-old boy. We're going to get more on the story now as the manhunt for this suspect continues from Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI.
Hey there, guys. Yeah, the manhunt is on right now. There was some activity in the last hour and a half that there was a potential sighting of this 38-year-old guy, and they locked down schools. A lot of police surrounded the area. It was in Montgomery County, Texas. And this was another unfounded report. This one ended up being somebody who looked like Francisco Oropeza. And so it's not him. So they don't know. Is he running around fugitive style around Houston and north of Houston and evading them? Or did he somehow get to Mexico? Where is he? So the other new thing that we know, this guy been deported four times from Mexico, repeatedly deported twice in 2009 and in 2012 and in 2016, and in Montgomery County, convicted of DUI, jailed in 2012, then somehow came back in and then was deported again. So still on the run again, believed to be armed with the AR-style rifle used in the attack on his neighbors. And Governor Greg Abbott, he's saying that they're going to find him in Texas-style justice. He put it this way, talking to a group.
Law enforcement at the federal, state, and local levels are working as we speak to try to find him, to arrest him, to provide Texas justice to him.
Texas justice. It was Friday night when the FBI says that he was drunk. They believe he had been drinking a lot. He was out front of his home firing off his AR. That the neighbors went over and said, stop, we've got kids here. The family was cooking dinner. and told him to stop. They say he became angry. There is Ring doorbell video footage that they say they have of him walking up on the front porch of the family, opening up their front door with the AR, and then executing the family, including that 8-year-old boy that you were talking about. There were three other children who were not injured, but they were found covered in blood, so much blood that they thought they were injured, sent them to a hospital to find out they had no injuries, but they had been shielded by two of the women in the house. Two of the female victims were found on top of two of the surviving children. And now it's a hunt. And the FBI guys, they say they don't know where this guy is. And Oropeza, that they thought they had him surrounded on Friday night. They were getting cell phone pings. He somehow got away from them. And the head of the FBI in the Houston area, James Smith, saying,
right now we have zero leads.
And they say,
we're asking everyone for your help. So we can bring this suspect, or this monster, I will call him, to justice.
There is an $80,000 reward up now. Police say that this guy was drunk and got angry and had an AR, and it all went downhill from there.
Did he burst into the house, or was the door open during the altercation, during the argument?
It looks like either he opened up a screen door, the door may have been open, and he opened it up and then went in and started firing from there and then took off. Some of the neighbors say, and some of the people, the witnesses who did survive, that they had called police numerous times. And either what's not clear is the local sheriff's department in San Jacinto County either did not respond or took a very long time to respond. It's a rural county. It wouldn't be that uncommon for in rural areas. It could take 45 minutes to get a deputy there or longer, but when deputies got there, they say the family was already dead.
And how long? It says here he had lived there for several years. Did he live alone, the shooter? Do we know?
You know, I don't know if anybody else was living in his house, but yeah, they think he moved in at like 2018, 2019, somewhere around there. When did he sneak back into the U.S.? They don't know. Yeah. They know he was last deported in 2016, but when did he come back? And was it when he got the home in the Cleveland, Texas area, or had he been living somewhere else? They don't really know.
Right.
Where did the AR come from? I mean, not that hard to get, but clearly he didn't buy it legally in the U.S.
Well, if he's gone back to Mexico, then what?
It's a good question. Mexico, just based on that he's accused of killing a kid and family members, they may, if they do find him, send him back to the U.S. If he is up for the death penalty, sometimes Mexico will not extradite if capital punishment is on the table in the U.S. For reasons that they don't believe in it, then they sometimes won't extradite. So all of that. But because he allegedly killed a kid, maybe they would. But is he in Mexico? I mean, the FBI says, unless they're just totally trying to not let this guy know that they're on his trail, that they're saying they have no idea. He may very well be in the U.S. or even right around the Cleveland, Texas area, or somehow snuck back into Mexico. They don't know.
All right, Alex, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it.
You got it. Later, guys.
Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, about the shooting in Texas. It took the lives of five people. Apparently, a drunk, out-of-control, multiple-times deported man decided that he'd had enough complaining from his neighbors, and he walked into their house and began opening fire. And, again, five people died, including an 8-year-old boy.
Total failure of the system. Complete failure.
Yeah, I would say that many deportations.
You have the Trump wall up, and you have a very tight border entry policy, then much less likely he makes it back here after four deportations. Four times in a row he got back here illegally.
Yep.
In fact, fifth time, because he, including the first time he came across. So, yep. You know, bad, broken system that nobody wants to fix. And, yeah, in a rural area, you're not going to get the police response that you need, and the police might not care because it's, in their minds, it's going to be immigrants shooting at each other. So,
the surviving father, Wilson Garcia, said he and his wife confronted this guy on Friday night after he was shooting his gun while drunk from his yard. They complained that the gunfire woke their baby. When he refused, Garcia called the police five times, but they never arrived.
Because they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, we see this like what we were talking about, the children who were killed by their mothers and boyfriends, right? Like the case we were talking about last week. Gabriel Fernandez being one of the cases.
Right.
And they said, I remember Brian Claypool said the LA child service workers, you know, if it's a poor Hispanic neighborhood or an immigrant neighborhood, a lot of the child service workers don't care. They you know, they've got a bias against it. Could be the police have a bias.
And sometimes when they get calls about neighbor disputes, it's not a priority call.
No.
Now, the fact that he's shooting the gun off in the backyard might raise it a couple of notches on the priority.
Also, not a good idea just from self-preservation is to go challenge a drunk guy with an AR-15 who's firing indiscriminately in the neighborhood.
Yeah. All right, coming up next.
I think I'd pack everybody up in a car and go take a long drive for a while.
We'll talk about how there was some blowback against the governor of Texas because he called both the victims, well, obviously the shooter, but the victims illegal immigrants. And we'll also talk about the outgoing mayor of Chicago with a plea to the governor of Texas. Your chance for money is next. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, the governor of Texas had put out a statement following that shooting we just talked about, announcing a $50,000 reward for a Texas Department of Public Safety top 10 fugitive who was in the country illegally and killed five illegal immigrants in a shooting Friday night in Cleveland, Texas. Well, the last part of that got some people worked up. You know what they referred to it, John, in the article I'm reading? A dog whistle. Ever hear that phrase used by media before?
Oh, yeah. It's the hot, trendy thing. It's been around a while, but now it's like every time somebody tells the truth, it's like, well, yes, that's a dog whistle. It's a
call for racism, right?
Right, right. It's, you know, a dog whistle is a sound that only dogs can hear, and this is supposed to be a sound that right-wing
people
can
hear. The other white supremacists here.
Yeah, right. The white supremacists here, and they know. Look, this is part of the problem with unchecked illegal immigration. We've talked about it forever. Untold numbers of criminals come over the border. That's the truth. Now, most of the immigrants are not criminals, but the ones that are add up significantly. That's a significant number of extra criminals, extra crimes, and they hurt people. And
same
here's
way
a great
I feel
example.
About the homeless problem. The more homeless people you tolerate, there's going to be more in there who are going to cause trouble and violence.
And it changes life because this guy, four times he got deported. So five times he came over the border illegally, and we have a non-system. It doesn't even exist anymore, really. So, of course, you're going to get a case like this. He's drunk. He's got an AR-15. Somebody complains about it. Boom. Takes out a whole family. Of course that happens. When you let those kind of people over the border to live here, you're going to create the same mayhem that they've had over the border on the other side for many years. What do they have in Mexico? They have constant violent mayhem with drug cartels. Constant. So, of course, people grow up this way.
So people wanted to point out that one of the victims apparently was a legal resident.
Oh, you know, everybody can quibble on Twitter about this detail or that detail. The reason they're pissed off is because it's true and it harms their cause. It shows that there are bad consequences to unchecked illegal immigration. They know it. But it's just those idiot partisans with their weird political obsessions, their weird religions.
The outgoing mayor of Chicago, wonderfully badly defeated in the last primary election, Lori Lightfoot, has sent a letter to the Texas governor asking him to stop sending migrants to Chicago. She refers to his political motivations, but how many times have we talked about this before? If you're going to leave the border wide open, Joe Biden, then Texas shouldn't have to take on all the migrants that come in. I'm afraid they have to be shared with the rest of the country. And if you're not going to move them around, we will.
They have to.
And that's what Texas has been doing for some time now. They're still doing this, I guess. New York City, Washington, and Chicago are still getting buses of migrants.
They're still coming over by the thousands. This is going to go on indefinitely.
Of course, because
all these good, loyal Democrats like Lori Lightfoot or Eric Adams haven't said boo about illegal immigration all these years. And so, okay, they declared their city sanctuary cities. You don't have a leg to stand on. Too effing bad if you're overrun with illegal immigrants. Too bad.
Talk to your president, Lori Lightfoot, right? Your president's of your same party. tell him to do something about the number of people coming into the country and absolutely destroying Texas's resources.
And by
they
the way,
can't handle it.
There's a Democratic governor, Jared Polis, who's doing this out of Colorado. You notice they don't criticize him.
No, he doesn't get much.
No. So this is just nonsense. Yay for my side, boo to your side. There's no credibility here.
She told Governor Abbott that she is urging the federal government to withhold FEMA funding for Texas if buses of migrants continue to be sent to Chicago.
Sure.
Really?
Withhold FEMA funding for U.S. citizens.
Isn't that only going to hurt the FEMA funding? Some must be used for this emergency. It's only going to hurt the migrants in Texas, isn't it?
If we didn't have the silly sycophants in the media, somebody would ask her, it's like, so why'd you declare it a sanctuary city? You brought this on yourself. You said it was a sanctuary. You said you want to provide as many benefits as you can to these people. In fact, you have been providing all the benefits you can. You've been doing it. You've been enabling the process. You've been supporting the process. You've never done anything to disturb the process. So you're just a big, loud, lying hypocrite is all you are.
Yeah.
Trying to score points for your side. That's all. This stuff doesn't work anymore. I don't know why they keep pulling this. Nobody's buying anymore.
Nobody's buying. Shut down your window. We're not coming to buy anything from you.
You're not going to get the Texas governor to help you out. You never helped him out.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. at retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at GameBridge.io. Please visit GameBridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Breaking news. There's talk about AM radio being removed from new cars and trucks. What? Imagine we're in a natural disaster. A text alert on your phone is not a substitute for what broadcast radio provides in times of need. A one-line text alert cannot take the place of a voice like ours on the radio, talking to you 24/7, soothing you, reassuring you until the emergency passes. Or maybe it doesn't pass and we're all doomed. And that's assuming the cell networks are even up and running. Often they're not. So when emergencies occur, your local broadcast radio station, that's us, is providing wall-to-wall coverage, life-saving information, and a live connection in the crisis. And then the radio stays on in the aftermath to guide us. You need to make your voice heard on this issue. This is no joke. Text the letters AM to 52886. 52886. Text the letters AM and tell Congress to keep AM radio in all cars and trucks. Standard message and data rates apply.
Well, stop us if you heard this before, but we have another report out about people coming and going. New IRS data shows that New York, California, Illinois are the nation's biggest losers of people and their wealth. Take a guess what two states are the big winners, Florida and Texas. It seems to come out every few months. And because the problem with these stories is, you know, it's a few hundred thousand people leaving, a little bit less than that coming in. We have a state like California with 40 million people. It tends to just get lost. It's just, you know, a data point, right?
But it's happening every year. And this study and the IRS, right? So this is one of those gold standards of data. They can tell you exactly how many dollars left a state and how many people based on all the tax filings.
Returns, right.
And this is stuff now that is building up into very significant numbers over 20 years.
Mm. New York, particularly over the last 20 years, has taken a real hit. And I mean, California's problem is more recent.
And in the case of New York, it's not just 1 year's worth of losses, but all the subsequent years, right? If somebody leaves in 2004, well, you've lost their tax money all the way up to now, 2023.
They might be doing even better now.
Right. And so Florida's getting the money that New York lost.
And we're getting the homeless.
In 2020 alone, New York would have had nearly $144 billion more to tax had it not been for 20 years of migration losses. And in fact, if you go back to 2000 to 2020, it's lost over $1 trillion in income that could have been taxed. $1 trillion over the last 20 years.
California lost out on $29.1 billion in adjusted gross income in 2021, or more than triple the state's loss in 2019. Fleeing residents cost Illinois almost $11 billion in lost adjusted gross income. That's up from just $8 billion in 2020 and $6 billion in 2019. And again, the largest beneficiaries are the more tax-friendly places, and maybe friendly for a lot of reasons, Florida and Texas. Florida does not have a state income tax.
And these are wealthier.
Neither does Texas.
These are wealthier people. These are rich people. These are upper-middle-class professionals. A lot of them can work remotely. The people from Illinois who left in 2020 earned on average $44,000 more a year than residents that moved into Illinois.
Hmm.
So poorer people moving in to these states, wealthier people leaving. So even if the population loss is somewhat mitigated, it is not mitigating the income loss all that much.
All right. Looking at the national map, yep, the three states that were in red with the most net losses were California, Illinois, and New York. But you also see it, strangely enough, looks like Louisiana down there had a little bit of loss, but many of the states are in green or in brown where they had mild losses. Green or states that gain people. Of course, two states also in brown, Washington and Oregon. As you might expect, then a good old upper Midwest, which tends to always lose people and has for a long time. Well, these states stand out, California, Florida, California, Illinois, and New York.
It's the taxes for lots of people. I mean, high-end earners, let's say you make $1 million a year, right? Well, that's $130,000 in state taxes, potentially. So you move to Florida and you got a job you could do remotely, you're saving six figures. You save six figures for 10 years. You are now worth an extra $1 million that otherwise would have gone to California.
And you can see it show up in that we lost a congressional seat. We're now facing perhaps a $30 billion deficit this year. It isn't that these are the wealthiest people, because the wealthy of the wealthy can kind of isolate themselves. You know, what's another paying a couple $100,000 for taxes or people to do stuff for you? But it's that more important middle class, upper middle class crowd. Yeah, that's who's leaving.
Yeah.
They are the tax givers. They may not give an unusually large amount of taxes, but they pay taxes rather than take taxes. Those are the ones you lose those. That's sort of like the lifeblood.
Yeah. Oh, and you ruin their quality of life, which is what happened in San Francisco. That's why San Francisco's downtown is now two-thirds empty. Two-thirds is less activity going on in downtown. Because sometimes you can justify the taxes by saying, well, my quality of life. I mean, California, the weather's great. We got vibrant cities, blah, 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 blah. Right? Well, what happens when the cities become, you know, crap holes filled with the insane, and the criminal?
Right. All the culture and things to do versus how much it's costing you and how much the quality of life looks like it's decayed. You have to put all of these arguments against each other to determine, is it worth staying?
So what I read the other day is the next step is a city like San Francisco, and there'll be others. San Francisco is probably going to end up asking for a federal bailout. And with Biden in office, they'll get it. Because their budget has blown a big hole now.
Wow.
From all the people who left, much less sales tax, much less property taxes. All these buildings get devalued. Like that 300... The $300 million building that's been
devalued
to $60
million. $60
billion? Well, yeah.
$60 million,
yeah. That is an 80% hit on the property tax.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 till 4 o'clock every day. After 4 o'clock, it's the John and Ken podcast, John and Ken on Demand. That'll be up in just a few minutes, right after 4 o'clock, and you could catch up on everything you missed.
You done? Okay, good. We told you last week that old Joe Biden was talking to some kids and taking their questions, and he eventually got around to talking about his family and his grandchildren, and he was telling the kids where they are around the country. This one lives in Delaware, another one in Connecticut, and New York, and seemed to lose his track, and then said later, did I forget somebody? And we were speculating that the grandchild he forgot is Hunter Biden's love child, who, by the way, Hunter Biden's never met. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but I am not surprised at all. He is a dirtbag. He is a bad guy.
One of my favorite stories concerning this was, I think this was a stripper. Her name was London Roberts. This daughter they had together is 4 months old. When this story was new, about 4 years ago after the baby was born, he, and this is like really, this is worthy of the Maury Povich show or, you know, Jerry Springer. He challenged the paternity and said, sure, I'll take a DNA test. It proved the daughter was his. I mean, he just thought maybe he had bedded so many women. He thought maybe this is one I missed. I didn't quite.
Because she was a stripper, she had bedded so many guys.
Yeah, that, she was looking for a payday because the Bidens, you know, the president's or vice president's son.
There's a good chance it was another guy that got in there.
So the reason we're talking about him is he had to be in court today. It's a long running child support battle. He doesn't want to pay to pay for this child. An Arkansas judge ripped him today. Her name was Holly Meyer. She really laid into the legal team. It was a two-hour proceeding saying they wrongly concealed details of filings that had already been submitted to the court as part of an ongoing legal saga. The ability to redact is somewhat being abused, she said, ordering them to refile some of the papers. It's not clear exactly what financial information was included in the filings, but you get the impression reading that that they probably redacted some stuff that
could all the Chinese
lead to him
money
to pay more. the Chinese money,
the Ukrainian money.
He showed up today in court. He's trying to reduce his monthly payments for the four-year-old. He had to hand over documents detailing his money situation.
His attorney claims he's paying $20,000 a month.
That's what his attorney says, right? He wants to reduce that.
Is that true, though?
I don't know.
It is a lot of money.
He alleged he experienced a substantial material change in his income.
The Chinese cut him off? Dad's asking for an extra cut?
Any day now where he's supposed to be indicted, right? And this grand jury's been working on the Hunter Biden story for years.
For a long time, yeah.
Supposedly it's just going to come down to tax filings and
because
the fact that he bought a gun without properly registering.
Well, his dad runs the Department of Judiciary.
Right. The judge said he's got to include more information on his investments, his art sales. Oh, I forgot about his art sales.
He was
selling art for a while, right?
Yes, and that was another money laundering thing. Family friends were buying the art at inflated prices in order to bail Hunter out. And they were probably getting... I bet you it was either a fake transactions, or they were going to get rewarded in some other way.
Attorney did say they did not influence his father's administration.
Yeah.
And they wanted to keep the identities of the buyers private.
In other words, instead of buying influence directly from Joe Biden by contributing to his campaign or contributing to privately to whatever scam the family's running, they funneled the money to buy his art.
Well, the judge is saying she may issue a subpoena to force the gallery to give the names and of the buyers and the prices, saying it's incredible that there's no estimate of valuations on these art sales. She couldn't believe that. So
because it's fake. It's a racket. That's why.
Right. Right.
I mean, if you're not investigated because your father runs the Department of Justice, and all the news media is going to protect you, then you could do blatantly corrupt things right in plain sight, and what's going to be the blowback? I mean, he's got no conscience. He doesn't care.
No.
So, of course, he's going to sell his art to friends.
And the reason we're here is that he wanted to reduce his monthly payments. Well, that allows her, London Roberts, to reopen the discovery process and demand all of his financial records. And that's why he's in this bind, because if you're going to ask to reduce your child support, then you have to provide proof as to why you need to reduce your child support. Do you know what the name of their kid is? The four-year-old daughter? Very interesting. Navy Joan.
Navy Joan.
Just like the military branch. Yes.
Everybody's screwed up in this story.
Yeah. Her lawyers say that he's living lavishly. All this is BS. He travels the world on the safest and most comfortable airplanes, Air Force One. He is also some of the most expensive attorneys on planet Earth.
$850 an hour in Arkansas. Okay. They have a different currency there.
He is a dope.
Yeah. Conway here. Hey now. Hey, we have a brand new commercial on KFI that's going to start airing on TV, and we're going to give it its big... debut here on the show. Exciting.
We're gonna play it on the air, and then we'll have it on our social media. It's a brand new KFI commercial. People love KFI commercials.
That's okay.
Promoting the station.
I see. No, I'm following here.
The WH strike studio negotiations continue on the final day of the contract. Mm-hmm. And then American Airlines pilots vote to authorize a strike. So everybody's walking
American
out.
Airlines.
Yeah, American Airlines. And Spirit Airlines is going to offer a new nonstop flight from LAX to Burbank.
What is that, 3 minutes?
Yeah. Hey, Belly, was that, you mean Boston?
No, Boston. LAX to Boston.
With seats or without seats?
You got to pay extra for everything, including a seatbelt. I guess, Spirit Airlines. Have you ever been on Spirit?
No.
Oh,
no.
Man.
No.
It is wild. It's the Greyhound of the skies, but you get some interesting cats up there.
Yeah.
All right.
it's fun to fly. You never know, who is going to attack you. All right. That and the Kentucky Derby is this weekend.
I don't know anything about Spirit Airlines.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No, I don't know if people get attacked on
George Carlin used to call it life's most interesting guys.
All right.
Are flying Spirit.
Okay.
But the Kentucky Derby is this Saturday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Ken, are you going?
No, I don't go. I've never been to the Kentucky Derby.
Oh.
Dig Dog.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Conway's next.
Dig Dog.
If I get to Santa Anita. Dig Dog.
Right.
Michael Crozier is
the next. You guys got to get out more often.
KFI AM 640.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.